Hey, everybody. This is Judy up here in Vermont. Jay's down in Massachusetts, and we're pretty excited about the start of the WRS for 2007. Glad you can be with us. And we've been thinking about all the things, the last-minute things that you need to do to get ready to join us. So here we go. How about some earplugs for those gals who like wearing earplugs? Changes some clothes. I love bringing socks with me because at the end of the day, it's always nice to have a fresh pair of socks. I also bring some sneakers. For those of you who are trailering home, it's always nice to have some flip-flops or comfy sneakers. We do have showers available to us, so for those of you ladies who like to get nice and clean before you go home, don't forget to bring a towel and some soap and shower up before you go home for the end of the long day. Sunglasses and sun lotion for, let's keep our fingers crossed for a nice sunny day too. But if we have some inclement weather, let's not forget our rain gear. I like to bring some, believe it or not, I love Pledge. Some of you might like to use Rain-X, but I think Pledge works just as well on my face shield. Water beads up, wipes right off, that kind of thing. If you have a small fuel tank, it might be really smart to bring an extra fuel can if you're trailering over and fill it up right before you get to the track. There's a gas station really close by, just before the entrance of NHIS, and you can fill it up right there, come on in, and then you won't have to worry about running out of fuel before the end of the day. If you ride all day long as much as you want, you could conceivably get well over 100 miles on the track. So if you're up for a really fun day riding, you could have a great day out there. How about some minor tools? Tire pressure gauge for sure. We'll be telling you how to set your tire pressures in the morning, and so it would be handy if you had an extra tire pressure gauge with you. Minor tools, we're thinking if for those of you ladies who ride in especially, anything that can be removed from your bike, like saddlebags, tank bags, that sort of thing, that's not stock items that can come off, we're going to ask you to take those off. If you need help, we're always there to help you, but if you know how to easily take off those mounts, well, go right ahead. Duct tape or painter's tape, you know, that blue painter's tape, if you have easy access to that stuff, it would be really great if you could bring some along, because we'll have you taping up your bikes as soon as you get to the track. Again, if you're trailering, it would be great if you did it the night before or the day before and have it all prepped before. Again, we're looking for reflectors, glass, mirrors, and all your lights to get taped up. And like I like to do is I pull my fuses so that my taillight and my headlamp don't even function, so I don't have to worry about heat buildup there either. We really don't want riders to see you touching your brakes, so those riders behind you don't even have to think about when somebody ahead of them is actually on their brake light. One of the questions that we often get asked is, why do we need to tape our bikes for, you know, our bike headlamps and our taillights and reflectors and mirrors? Well, one of the policies at the track is if a bike should go down on the track, we really don't want to have glass or plastic shards on the track for any riders behind. It's pretty simple, just like that. Don't forget your motorcycle key if you are trailering your bike. Very important note, bring your key. If your mirrors can be removed and it's simple, we ask you to take them off. If they can't, we just tape them up. It's that easy. Oh, how about a folding chair? I know for me, it's really nice at noontime to be able to sit down and have lunch. We actually use the pit garages inside the racetrack. Well, let me tell you, they are really nice workbenches in there, but there are no chairs. And we'd have to bring an awful lot of chairs to accommodate all our riders and their guests. So how about just a simple folding chair if you have the room? If you don't, you can always sit up on top of the bench, but they're kind of dirty. So it's just really a nice luxury item to bring a folding chair. How about a personal camera? It's always nice to take a pic of you and your brand new riding friends and pals. So bring a camera just for fun. The other thing I've noticed that a lot of girls have been doing lately is bringing their own pen and little notepad for taking personal notes between themselves and their instructors. And a lot of times they're taking email addresses and phone numbers and mailing addresses of all their new riding buddies. So that's something else to consider. And another hot item off the press, I want to remind everybody that May 29th, we have our first ever 10th anniversary meet and greet pizza party at the Red Roof Inn in Loudoun. It is a BYOB, so don't forget. But you're going to get to meet all the riders, talk to Jay and I, and we're going to have a really good time. It's a great time to relax and just sit back, meet all the riders. And don't forget your bathing suits, because after we get nice and full on those pizzas, we're going to be able to take a nice relaxing dip in the pool. So it's the night before the big day, and we'll see you on the 29th. Well, I hope this has helped alleviate some of your concerns about what you really need to bring for the WRF. But if you have any questions, any concerns, there's still time to contact Jay and I. So give us an email at info@womensridingschool.com, or you can call me directly at 802-233-9270. Great. Can't wait to see y'all.